mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way? And he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray. And they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبيه ومصطفاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode in the series of History of Hajj. Even though the following subject is not a part of Hajj, but it has a great significance. And the reason why I decided to address is because many people, sometimes they confuse the issues and they think that it is a part of Hajj. Here I'm talking about two caves in two mountains. I'm talking about the cave of Hira and the cave of Thawr. First of all, with the cave of Hira, it is in a mountain which is approximately 4 kilometers away from the Haram to the eastern side of Mecca. And the mountain, people sometimes call it Jabal al-Nur, the Mount of Nur. Sometimes they call it Jabal al-Islam, the Mount of Islam, or even the Mount of Quran. The reason behind these names that people give it to the mountain in which the cave of Hira falls in is because this is the cave in which, while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in solitude, Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, descended upon him, and he revealed to him the very first revelation of the Quran when he commanded him to read 3 times, and every time he would answer the same, Ma ana biqari, I cannot read, I cannot read, I cannot read. Then he hugged him tight and he revealed to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read in the name of your Lord who created. The cave of Hira is a little tiny cave. Its dimension is approximately 4 yards times almost 2 yards, maybe 1.75 of a yard. Okay. And it is barely enough for 4 to 5 people to sit in it. But it has an amazing location, because if you are on the top of the Mount of Hira, by the way, the cave is approximately 634 meters above the sea level. So you will have a very clear view of Mecca. Not only of Mecca, but also you would have a clear view of the mountains around you, the valleys, and you would have a better access to see sunrise, sunset, the stars, and the moon, and so on. And basically, brothers and sisters, that was the reason why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose this place in order to spend plenty of time. Let's see what Aisha radiallahu anha says in this regard. In the sound hadith, she said, ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ. Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed with the prophethood, he started to like to spend time by himself, away from the crowd, away from people. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a very social person by nature. He was very loved by everyone in Mecca, and he was trusted most. But he totally disapproved only practices of the Meccans and the visitors, which is worshipping idols, associating others with Allah. But did people know what is Allah? Did people believe in God? Did people have any idea about whom to worship? Well, according to the Quran, in Surah Luqman, verse number 25, Allah the Almighty stated, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. This is one of many verses in which Allah the Almighty stated that if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, who did this and that, the answer will be Definitely it is Allah. So they recognized Allah, but they did not worship Him alone. They associated with Him many others in worship. In ayah number 18 of Surah Yunus, Allah the Almighty described what the Meccans used to worship, like the rest of the Arab back then. He said, وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ, which means they worshipped besides Allah what cannot harm them nor benefit them. Then he said, their claim was, وَيَقُولُونَ هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِندَ اللَّهِ, and they said, these are our intercessors, our intermediaries between us and Allah. So they recognize Allah. They heard of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. They heard of previous prophets, but they did not worship Allah alone. Rather, they have taken intermediaries between themselves and Allah in the form of idols. We've mentioned before some of the names of these idols that they used to worship, such as Al-Lat, Wal-Uzza, Wamanat, and the Quran recorded that. They have set 360 idols around the Kaaba in addition to some of these big statues, so that every time they were performing tawaf, they would wipe on them, seek the blessings from them. And in the hadith, Zayd ibn Haritha, may Allah be pleased with him, the man whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam freed and adopted, so he has learned a lot from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his good manners, even before he was commissioned with the prophethood. He said, once I joined Muhammad, peace be upon him, while performing tawaf, and there was a big idol that the Meccans used to touch on their way every time they come across while they were performing tawaf. So Prophet Muhammad have warned me, and this is way before he was commissioned with the prophethood. He said, never touch it. Never put your hand against it. So once while we were performing tawaf, I told myself, let me touch it. Let me see what is going to happen. Muhammad react. When I did touch it deliberately, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam got very angry with me, and he said, didn't I tell you not to? And he said, وَالَّذِي أَكْرَمَهُ بِالْحَقِّ, I swear to the one who honored him with the truth and with the message, we've never touched a stone ever since. As far as for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah the Almighty had protected him completely. We find in Surah Al-Duha, Allah the Almighty reminded him with one of his great favors upon him when he said, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. So he found you going astray. Going astray in what sense? Not knowing how to worship your Creator. Muhammad, peace be upon him, even though he believed that there must be a Creator, but he doesn't know how to worship him, how to fulfill his duties towards him. So Allah the Almighty guided him and he chose him. How did it start? It started when he protected him from bowing down to any idol. He never did touch or bow down or worship any idol in his life, even before that message. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at the age of 40, while he was in the cave, he started receiving the revelation. But before that, Aisha radiallahu anha narrated what happened to him. He said, حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَىٰ, he detested and he disapproved what the Meccan pagans used to do around the Kaaba. So he started spending time by himself. وَكَانَ يَخْلُو بِغَارِ حِرَىٰ, that's why he used to spend plenty of time in the cave of Hira. He would climb 634 meters above the sea level to the mount in order to stay by himself in this little tiny cave for days, for weeks, and sometimes for an entire month, until in the few years before he was commissioned with the prophethood and before the wahi, he used to spend the entire month of Ramadan by himself in this cave. This is really amazing. Who guided him to that and why? Allah wanted to distance him from the polytheism of the Meccans and what they used to do. And on the other hand, he did not visit some of the scholars of the scripture, such as Waraqa ibn Nawfal or others, because he detested all of that. Rather, when he used to sit up there, and he would wander around and worship Allah through the worship of pondering or التفكر. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So he would sit there for days and for nights to watch sunrise and sunset, to look at the sacred city of Mecca, and to ask himself a very important question, which is, who created all of that? Until Allah the Almighty guided him and sent Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, to reveal to him and to inform him that he will be the last messenger to the world, to everything that exists, to mankind and the jinn. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to take enough provision, as Aisha narrated, that Khadija radiallahu anha, who is a very wealthy woman, was prepared for him his food and provision, and he would climb up there and stay there for so long. Then he would come back to Khadija, the sin, فَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِمِثْلِهَا, and she would provide him again with the food and the drink, and he would ascend to the cave in the Mount of Hira one more time. She said, حَتَّى جَاءَهُ الْحَقِّ, until the truth have come to him. The truth here refers to Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, delivering to him the message of monotheism and worshipping Allah alone, and appointing him to be the seal of the prophethood. In the hadith, in a very interesting dialogue, before he was commissioned with the prophethood, he had this dialogue with Khadija radiallahu anha. He said, Al Khadija, O Khadija, والله لا أعبد اللات والله لا أعبد العزة أبدا. I swear I shall never worship اللات. I shall never worship العزة, the biggest and the most famous idols that the pagans used to worship before Islam. So she answered him saying, خلي اللات خلي العزة, leave them alone, never worship them, never touch them. Subhanallah. Allah the Almighty stated in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter number 42, verse number 52, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And thus, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we reveal unto you an inspiration from ourselves, the Qur'an. Before that, you are not aware of the book, you are not aware of al-Iman, what is faith, what is revelation. But we've made it light through which we guide whomever we like of our servants. And indeed, O Muhammad, you guide to a straight path. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, many people today, they make certain to climb the mountain in order to perform ihram from there. Fact number one, the Mount of Hira and the Mount of Thawr both fall within the boundaries of the Haram. So you cannot assume the intention of Ihram for Umrah from any of them. You must go outside the Haram, as we discussed in a previous episode. And secondly, there is no virtues whatsoever in spending time in this cave, but perhaps it is okay to visit it as one of the monuments, to see the place which received the revelation first. But it doesn't have any significance with regards to reward or virtues. I just wanted to share with you, brothers and sisters, that it is not a part of Umrah or Hajj. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what we don't know and guide us what is best. And until next episode, I leave you all in the care of Allah. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Mountains of Mecca, what can you say of the day that Abraham passed your way, and he was instructed by God to build a house of peace where people pray, and they will come on every lean camel and out of every ravine for the purpose of praising Allah, to glorify Allah.